ASHGTK monitoring.
KD8FJW monitoring.
FJW station, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo in Petoskey State Park.
Hey, happy camper. How's everything down there in Petoskey?
Everything's pretty good down here. We just got absolutely rained on, so all of our tents are soaked. But there's some pretty crazy cumulative ducting right now. I just got from Petoskey, Michigan, up to Upper Peninsula. It's about 50 miles over water.
Okay, so it's going to be a nice, beautiful day then. So that's good. Yeah, that's too bad. You got up there sleeping in the tent and you got soaked, so I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, are you on the 190 repeater right now, or is this repeater just internet linked to a bunch of other places?
Oh, no, this the repeater we're on, we're linked to, I think I just looked this morning, too. I think it was about maybe 8 different repeaters right now, so usually about a dozen, so I'm not sure what happened to them all. But anyways, yeah, I'm up here in the zoo on my repeater, which is linked into the other one, Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network.
Do you know if they have any rules on, like, who can connect things? Like, can I hook this back into my Michigan State repeater so I can join my local Mets? Or is that, like, restricted to only club members?
No, you're not. I don't think they're allowed to steer the repeaters. I don't think they're going to be able to do that. So, no. If you look for the app QSR1, then you could get into that way.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm getting really great reception on this. The line of sight is pretty good, and impressively good for being inside a forest right now. I'm getting, I think, S9 plus right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I don't know where those two are, but where the state park's at or the repeater's at in Petoskey there. So, but I know it's on Big Old Hill. So yeah, the Petoskey machine there has a really good coverage.
Yeah, on the website it says it's on a 1,090-foot tower. Looking in the direction of that, I see one very tall tower, so I'm assuming it's that one, so I can basically see it across the water.
Well, very good. That's probably it.
So, yeah, do you know when the net times on this repeater link are? I'm here until Monday.
All right, Monday evenings, I believe they start at 8:30. So that would be the bars net, I think. Nope, bars net. I don't know. the area got for Traverse City area, so whatever they call themselves. And they got the Traverse City, Cherry Land Social Net, I think they call the other one, so right after. So there's two back to back. And I believe they start at 8:30.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be around then. I'm a visiting station from East Lansing, Michigan. It's east of Lansing in Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the only net we got here so far. And then there's one Wednesday, but you're going to miss that one too. So, anyways, yeah, East Lansing. So you're not too far away.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest drive up. We had to pick up some bikes from the store. Two of our bikes popped a tire, so we had to pick those up, drove in. We got here around 9 p.m., like right after the sun went down, so we had to set up two tents all in the dark. And then we got rained on at 5 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't sound like fun. So are you on like motorbikes or hopefully not pedal bikes?
We're all on pedal bikes. So we had to bring three of them with us and then rent one because my sister's bike cannot fit on the rack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were pedal biking it.
Yeah, I've never really done any other type of biking other than over the summer. We went down to Petoskey visiting some family that was at a military base, and they had some e-bikes. Those were pretty fun, but they kind of had, like, thrust limiters on them, so can't, like, zoom down the streets at 30 miles an hour, which is kind of what I wanted to do.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that would have been fun. So I've never been on one of those e-bikes or scooters or any of that stuff. So they got those e-bikes looking like dirt bikes now. I thought that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, sorry about that pause there. Peter was identifying. I've never done any dirt biking, but I have a few friends that ride them.
There you go. Yeah, me neither. I just have the pedal bike. I think I went through maybe two bike rides this summer, so not very far, just around the town, but yeah, that's about it. But anywho, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. We've got some clouds in the sky here, so lots to do, so I'm thinking probably sunshine eventually.
Yeah, same here. We have some blue in the sky, but mostly cloudy, and the water is extremely calm and very clear today.
Cool. Yeah, well, hopefully you brought your fish pole so you can try out the fishing there.
No one in my family is really fishing, so me and the rest of the kids just brought up our bikes. I brought 7 radios with us, which I have them just programmed onto 1-watt narrow band for FRS channels, so I'm just hoping no one really finds that. I don't really think it's going to be that big of an issue since they're rubber duck antennas, so they won't get further than about a mile or so, plus it's in the forest.
Hey, very good. So, yeah, get the children using the radios, that's for sure. I try to do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm really the only one in the family that's super interested in radio. I'm a general license as of this year, so very new ham here. And I'm getting some of my friends into it and starting up a radio club at my local high school, so that's been fun here.
Oh, yeah, very cool. Yeah, actually, I got renewed this year. So yeah, I got one decade, and I got a renew in November. So I got to get around to doing that someday.
Yeah, I'm good till 2036 here.
Ah, nice. So, very good. Well, I'm going to go find the coffee pot and good chat with you. So, enjoy your camping, and I'll be out here monitoring. I got this weekend off, so we'll say 7-3 for now. KEA-FGW, Brad from Sault Ste. Marie.
KE8FTW, KFHGTK. Your call sign sounds very familiar. Are you on the East Coast Reflector a lot?
No. I don't do the East Coast Reflector. So, not that I know of.
Alright, well, 7-3. Nice talking to you. Must have been a close call sign. So. 7-3, KF8-GCK, I'll be monitoring. KF8-GCK, monitoring. KF8-GCK, monitoring.
KDYS monitoring.
KFHGCK monitoring.
Station calling, go ahead. KDYS.
Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo. KFHGCK.
Copy that. You got Ryan here, K8DYS. I'm testing out my phone here, making sure everything's still working. Everything seems to be working. So, all right. I will let you go. I got to stay moving here. I got some things to do and get done. Just wanted to make sure it was working. K8DYS, stand by.
Alright, 7-3, KZ8YUS, KF8GCK, sounding great from Foxy.
N-I-K-O-P-W-H-C-O-P.
Hey, a little bit of static, Chris, but I can drop you. N-I-K-O-P, portable miles.
Alright, I gave it a little bit more power. How's this?
Yeah, you sound perfectly fine. And then KOP, other questions.
WHCOP. And going to PUT. W2PUT, WHCOP. Morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? I thought I heard a voice. I was just turning the radio on and getting going here a couple of onto the repeater here a couple of seconds ago. Looks like the sun is kind of half out here, at least for a little bit this morning up in Akiak. I don't think that's going to last though.
Well, I'll tell you, we definitely had our fair share of rain. And yeah, you heard Cameron and I, first time I'm coming in on the 8-4, wasn't even aware it was added to the system. So. But yeah, down Detroit area, they're getting hammered again this morning. So. Kind of glad we got the rain up here with the upcoming weekend and everybody that'll be in the woods doing silly stuff that can start a fire, so that'll help. But yeah, it's definitely been a interesting summer.
Yeah, I'm definitely not ready for the summer to be over. Because, I mean, it's only the end of July right now, right? I stressing just a little bit about some maintenance work that I wanted to get done on the place up here this summer that for various reasons, one in particular that makes me highly grumpy, did not get done. It's like, man, we're kind of running out of season here. I really wanted to get that done this year.
Well, I know what you mean. It goes by so quick. And then, of course, we had, you know, if it wasn't raining, it was too hot. If it was too hot, it was too smoky. And, yeah, it really hasn't been that great of a summer. So. But, yeah, we also know what's not too far around the corner waiting for us. So. But, yeah, and when you have a seasonal place, then it makes it even more critical to try to get those things done, right? All right, Dan, just thought I'd stop by real quick and say hi. I got to get moving along here myself. So, hey, enjoy the weekend, and good to talk to you. 7-3 for now, W-8-C-O-P.
All right, man, hey, talk to you later. You have a good weekend, too. We don't catch you. While we're up here, we usually have the link system on. I got a lower coverage repeater at the house here that it covers the Hammond Bay area, which is pretty small, but fairly well. It's about all I need. An old master too, believe it or not, that I interfaced a Raspberry Pi to for the controller, and it plays along nicely. W-8-C-O-P, W-P-U-T.
KFA-C-T-K, monitoring.
Hey, good morning. Didn't quite catch the call there. This is W-2-P-U-T.
W-2-P-U-T, Kilo Fox .8, Golf Tango 0, KFA-C-T-K.
KFA-GTK. Well, good morning to you. My name here is Dan. And we're up in the Akiak area here. Halfway between Roger City and Sheboygan.
Hey, Roger. I'm on the Petoskey machine right now.
Ah, okay. Yeah. It's been a little while since we've been through Petoskey. Oh, I'm on I'll call it my seasonal repeater here. But at the moment, I'm standing next to in the shed. Rummaging around in my tool bag, I thought I had some DC connectors here. Forgot a programming cable, and I was going to fabricate a temporary replacement, but without one of those connectors, I am kind of out of luck.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how easily you get an adapter by just shoving random wires into places and then duct taping it off and hoping it works.
Yeah, and actually that's not too tough to do with the radio that I need it for. I've got one of the CSI DM800, and the 800 mobiles in the car. We don't usually travel up north with that car anymore. We usually take the Jeep, which is in the shop. But I haven't updated the programming in it. You know, I left the programming cable at home. I thought it was in my computer backpack. It's a DB15 on the back of the radio, but really it's three wires because it's got the USB driver built right into the radio. But, without the... without the pins, kind of tough to plug them into the back. Because, I mean, I could just plug the pins in, which I wouldn't want to do, but, yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, USB is one of the connectors where you really can't just plug in random wires, because if you get it loose, you corrupt firmware. If you don't get it loose, you get radio interference from FM stations on your wire, other than that. Also corrupts your firmware.
Oh, yeah. I've gone through the load and firmware problems on one of those radios I programmed for somebody. And, that took some effort to fix that problem. You know, the jumper on the... on the main board and all that jazz, but I've had pretty good luck programming these things. It's just, since it seldom leaves the southern part of the state, I don't have some of the up north things in there that would be nice to have. Not going to lose any sleep over it either. It would have been fun to mess around with today, though.
Yeah, very good. I don't have any mobile rigs right now other than handhelds, which I've done with the Chirp software, the USB to serial connection.
Yeah, Chirp's easy to work with. This you'd have to use the manufacturer's software for it, you know, the DMR, an analog mobile. I've had it quite a number of years. Got it not that long after they came out. Yeah, it plays pretty well, but I say not going to lose any sleep over not being able to program it.
Yeah, other thing you need to be careful with if you're making a homemade DC connector is that you can't push too much amps through it, or you might have bad contacts which will melt some of the wires in it.
Yeah, well, this it's just a USB connection to a DB connector on the back. Actually, I have a similar radio in our motorhome, and since it's under the one seat, it was kind of a pain, and I didn't want to dedicate the easy programming cable. I also had some. It was going to interface a remote mic and some other things to it. I have some the DB15 connectors for that. I hooked up all the audio connections, but while I was at it, I chopped the end off of an old USB printer cable and soldered the three wires on there, and leave that hanging in the easy access under the seat. So when I want to update that, I just reach under and grab the USB cable, plug it into the laptop, and no muss, no fuss.
Yeah, that's a very good way to do that. I've done that through a lot of my old micro USB cables, because I have like two devices that still use that. And I'm a visiting station from East Lansing, Michigan, so I don't know which one of the repeaters up here are pretty good, but I'm guessing this one's pretty good. I've heard a few people on it already, and seems to be internet linked.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of repeaters that are linked together by a lost star. Scattered all over the northern portion of Michigan. So, I'm not sure if there's an easy map of where those are located online or not.
Yeah, there's a website called Repeater Book that has a website listing. You can click on the side of it and click map, and then Google Maps, and it will pull up a map of like every repeater location in Michigan. Also saw that there was some interesting propagation stuff on 70 centimeter yesterday. Got a 20 miles over land into a 70 centimeter repeater from Lansing. And this morning I was in scan mode on this and found a repeater, and I couldn't find it anywhere, so I searched up the frequency. I was hearing it from across Lake Michigan in the Upper Peninsula, so yeah, I got that offset programmed in, and I actually could get into the repeater from here.
Yeah, sometimes you can work some interesting stuff across the water. You get some inversion conditions, and fun can be had. It's been a while since I've heard it, but I live in Milan, but we're at a place up north here. I have the 444.1 repeater in Milan, and it's on the same frequency as one of the other repeaters that are part of the East Coast Reflector. And I haven't noticed it in a few years, but there's been some times where I would hear a heterodyne or some other type of thing, and I realized I was hearing the 4.1 that was the south of Buffalo, across the lake.
Yeah, copy that. Some of the repeaters up in Lansing, they're all on, like, extremely far away frequencies, so I've heard people that have built their own repeaters, hotspots, that kind of thing, and they can get away with it just being uncoordinated, so that's probably what I'm going to do when I hook up my Baofeng repeater project I'm building right now.
Yeah, there's also a couple of shared non-protected pairs in Michigan that you can use. You don't have to worry about coordination. You can go ahead and put something on that and use that as well. I do mess around with some of the shared non-protected stuff also, but it is nice having the 4.1 coordinated. I don't really have to worry about interfering or in theory interference too to the repeater.
I'll have to look into that. Current project is probably going to be internet linking two Baofengs together, one receives, one transmits. And to get away with not having the money for the, I forget the word they use for it, but like the reflectors, the big pipes they have filled with capacitor stuff, I'm just going to be putting them about a mile away from each other. Hopefully my school will give me the okay to mount an antenna somewhere on the property there, because it's a really tall place, which would be pretty good for transmitter antennas.
Yeah, there might be I'm not familiar with any of the clubs that might be around there, but yeah, you never know. There might be university club that you could work with, too. I know there is one in Ann Arbor that the U. Of course, that doesn't really help you in Lansing there. All right, well, I'm going to get back to tinkering around with some stuff here. We'll catch up with you a little later. This is W2PUT.
Yeah, copy that. The Michigan State University, which is in MSU, already has a club repeater set up. I've seen the cabinet on there. I'm part of their club. It's a pretty cool cast there. But 7-3, KF8, GCK, I'm going to be clearing the frequency now to go and pack up. It seems like it was going to rain again. KFE, PK monitoring.
Hey, do I have mobile calling? Hey, calling.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Tango, Kilo. Also, your signal has a bit of static and kind of popping in and out, but you are mobile, so definitely from that.
KFA, Golf, Tango, Sierra. You got KDYS, mobile, mobile. We're down in Harrison. We're about 40 miles, 45 miles from the 8-4 repeater and trailing. So, and it is very, very, very foggy out this morning. I believe I talked to you earlier. What's your first name? You got Ryan here. What's your first personal
End of call is GTK, Golf Tango Kilo, good to know. Name here is Finn. That's Foxtrot, India, November, November, and I have spoken to you. I'm on the 1-9 machine.
Roger, on the 1-9. Yeah, you got Ryan here. Finn, good to meet you. I'm just mobile around here on the north end of Harrison. Got a lot of traffic up north, a lot of nice vehicles. A Ram PRX just passed me. Pretty cool. I'm just moseying along here. Got a lot of traffic. Hope you have a good Labor Day weekend. You got any plans set aside for this weekend?
I'm doing those plans right now. I'm up in Petoskey, Michigan, doing some camping out at Petoskey State Park. I don't have any HF equipment, so sadly I can't do POTA this year. But 7-3, and drive safe.
Roger, roger, on the campus. At the state park, all good. Where do you reside? Where's your home at? What city?
I'm visiting from East Lansing, Michigan, which is east of Lansing in Michigan.
Roger, roger, on the East Lansing. All right, well, cool. We're closing in on the repeater here. I think I'm about 40 miles from the repeater, so it's doing a good job. I don't know if I'm making it in well, but we're trying. We are trying. All right, we'll let you go, Finn. This is KDYS Mobile. We'll be motoring around here a little bit throughout the day. We'll catch you later. You have a good morning. Hopefully the weather clears up for us today and for this weekend. So you have fun. 73 KDYS.
All right, 7-3, Kilo Fox 8, Golf Tango Kilo, I'll be monitoring, and drive safe.
KCHCLM, KDYS, are you standing by? KCHCLM, KDYS, monitoring. Are you out there? KCHCLM, KDYS, monitoring.
KEFPW monitoring.
Other station, go ahead. This is Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra Mobile. You got Ryan here.
Good morning, Ryan. Or is it afternoon? Nope, still morning yet. Got about 20 minutes to the afternoon. Hey, how was the drive today?
Pretty good. We're just out cruising around. Pretty good. Is this Brad? I thought I heard W&W, but I don't know. Maybe I'm hearing stuff.
Yeah, it's Brad. KE8FJW. So, okay. Oh, you're not working then. Got a day off.
right now. So, yeah, we're just out and about getting some stuff done. So, yeah, FJW, all right. Well, I don't know. I think I'm getting weak or something in the repeater. Getting some interference. I don't know. There's a lot of traffic all over the place today. It's going to be a busy day everywhere, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think it's, isn't this Memorial Day or Labor Day? Memorial Day weekend? I think it's Memorial Day weekend. I'm not sure. I think that's Monday.
Yeah, you got Labor Day this weekend. Labor Day, September. Memorial Day's in May. Well, there you go. Are you working tonight, or you got work today at all, or are you just relaxing for the weekend?
You got it. It's my weekend off, so I got to work Labor Day weekend. There we go. I don't know. I get it mixed up, so I don't keep track. Just another day I got to work. A little extra money in the paycheck. So there you go. But I'm off this weekend. So, and I took next weekend off. Headed up to Marquette for a few nights and drive some Michigan IPAs. So we got the UP Beer Fest. So I'm looking forward. My wife and I are looking forward to that. That's for sure. Yeah, I was just outside, had some radios to program, and found some paint, spray paint I had laying around forever from my boat project when I'd redone the boats there. So I figured I'd better use that up just before it goes bad. So I ended up painting the, I had a can and a half. Turn that off now. I painted the wheelbarrow because it needed some paint, and I painted some of the frame on the camper. I could probably use one more or a can of spray paint. So it's the underbody paint that I'm using. So I should hold up for a while.
Well, very good. Yeah. Well, hopefully the weather clears up. I think it's supposed to, so. But it's nice and cool out, so I'm not complaining. All right, I'm going to sign off here. I got other people in the car here, and I was just hollering out, so. Well, we'll catch you a little later, probably. You enjoy your day, and don't have too much fun. Don't want to end up in the slammer. KDYS Mobile, we'll be listening.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Hopefully not. I definitely would lose my job if that happened. But anyway. Yeah, we're just hanging out. It's actually overcast, so which is kind of nice. So hopefully it's supposed to get up to 77 here soon, so we'll see what happens. I'm hoping it kind of stays overcast. It's actually fair week up this way, so... I don't know. I thought about going down there, and then I was like, no. So, we're just going to stay home. Anyhow, Ryan, enjoy your day, and hello to your car full of probably your family. So, hi to your family, and 73, KDYS, KE8FJW, Orville, monitoring.
KC8CMQ. This is NAPWM. KC8CUC. This is NAPWM.
KC8COM Mobile, listen.
KC8CLM, KDYS, go ahead.
Yeah, just thought I'd come up and say hi. How you doing, Ryan?
Doing good, just getting ready to put some gas in my vehicle here. Getting a little bit low. just out on a drive here, Friday afternoon drive, just out driving around gallivanting, sightseeing. We're just gallivanting.
Right on. Yeah, I still got to figure out how to kill some time, I guess. Hey, my belly's full.
Well, there's a lot of sites to see. I could try getting a hold of him and seeing if he's busy. He might be listening. I don't know, but... All right, I got to jump out of here. I'm going to spray some go-go juice in the old pig here. It just drinks her down. KDYS, standing by.
Do that. I might go to the simplex one. KCHCLM.
Are you going someplace fun for a three-day weekend? Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
ACADG, KADYS. We're just out cruising around today there, Jim. Just having a little cruise.
Well, I thought if you were up by the 19 Petoskey area, you must have been headed out for a three-day weekend or maybe a four-day weekend or something like that. So just kind of curious because it's, this is not really our Indian summer, but sure, it feels like a serious warm-up this last week.
You know, it is. It's nice and cool today, but it's a little humid. But, yeah, I think we're going to get a little warm this weekend. I'm up this way every day anyway, so we're just out get some stuff done here and figured, well, might as well get some stuff done in this neck of the woods here. So, but yeah, we're just out cruising around. I figured I'd holler out. Buddy was in Travers. I'm sure you heard him. I don't know what's all linked up. I know the 7-4 is actually, I think it's disconnected. It's got a different courtesy tone when it's not connected, but I don't know. I was trying on it. So I flipped over to the 19. I think the 19 will cover me up where I'm going better anyway.
Yeah, I'm no expert in that. I did hear someone entering a bunch of connection tones over last night. You know, let's say node something, something, something connected. So I don't know. Yeah, I really don't understand the system, to be honest with you. But, I know there's either one or two repeat that are linked in the Travers area, plus, you know most of them.
Yeah, I wasn't for sure if the 8-6 is still online there or not, but no big deal. My semi is very directional, so there is quite a bit of traffic flowing northbound, so quite a few people are going to be out and about this weekend. I'm sure it's pretty quiet up in your neck of the woods, though, still.
Well, you know, still is a relative term. I would definitely say is now you pull into town and you can actually find a parking spot in Northport, Omena, Sutton's Bay, Leland. That's my neck of the woods. And so I'd say in the last week, a lot of people have gone back to take their kids to school. Is that the correct terminology?
Yeah, school's been starting before Labor Day. I think the majority of them have now in Michigan, so not 100%, but yeah, everybody's back to school, but that's not stopping them from one last hoorah before the the snow flies. Oh, there's a Cyberchalk. I was I seen one the other day. It reminds me of a loaded diaper rolled off in the trash can. That's what it looks like to me. Cybertruck. So there you go. Tesla. I'm sure they're pretty cool and they have their purpose, but it's not a very pleasant look, I don't think. Some people might like it. Yeah, there's a lot of cool vehicles though. A lot of boats. A few campers that are swaying away in the breeze or not loaded correctly. Hopefully everybody stays safe. All right, I'm going to jump off here because my family is probably not wanting to listen to me blabble. Thanks for hollering, though. It was good hearing you, Jim.
Okay, well, here to talk about a Cybertruck there. You know, it reminds me of the DeLorean, although I liked that it was, you know, DeLorean was stainless steel. With stainless steel. I don't know. That was pretty cool. Anyhow, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Hey, drive safe and enjoy wherever your destinations are.
Thank you. Yeah, it does kind of resemble that, doesn't it? Yeah, a little bit. Stainless. Yes, sir. Alrighty. ACADGK8BYS Mobile.
K-A-C-Y-S, K-C-H-C-O-M, Mobile.
K-C-H-C-L-M, K-D-Y-S, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, all done, get back to the house.
Roger, Dodger, safe travels. How am I coming in? I'm up here, top to be.
Loud and proud, full quieting.
Roger, Dodger. Pretty neat. Pretty neat system. Heck yeah. Just going by one of the big towers here. I don't know what the antenna's for, but there's a UHF antenna that's, I don't know, that tower's got to be all of 500 feet. And it's clear up to the top. Looks like it's mounted at about 10 foot from the top, so. Okie dokie, well, safe travels. You got a lot of traffic coming up here on that side of the state?
Yeah, it was, for the most part, it was still going normal speed. So I look in my mirror, and I was behind a truck of some kind, directly behind, and I look in my mirror, and there was a convoy behind us.
Yeah, you might sneak down to 131 and then jump over to Fife Lake and take 66 back. Be a lot quieter over that way. You go down through Fife Lake and head out Fife Lake Road, or Ingersoll Road, I mean. Sorry, correction, Ingersoll. Out to 66 and take that southbound. That'll run you right into 61. Be a lot quieter.
Yeah, roger that. Okay. Not sure what the GPS got me routed at through, but I'll look into that.
Yeah, there's a few people out here on the road that are just insane. It's unbelievable how inconsiderate it is, but I guess that's the time and the place for it out here right now. I chose to do stuff today, so. Oh, well, it's my own fault. Usually I just kind of hide out at home on busy weekends. All right, I'll be listening for you. We'll holler out in a bit. Safe travels. KC8CLMKDYS.
KDYS, KC8CLM. Yeah, Traverse City was not a good place. today is not a good day to be in a hurry in Traverse City. KCACLM.
Low W8RPM.
They're on W8RPM, W2PJ.
Hello, Daniel. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Been kind of slacking at work.
Keeping an eye on email. There's not much going on. It's a holiday weekend, so. Up north
three,
here.
Four, one,
fiddling around and just, I don't know, doing stuff.
You know, if you got nothing planned for dinner, I don't know if you want to make that much of a drive, but I think the YL and I are going to the American Legion in Onaway for meatloaf from 4 to 7.
Well, that's something to consider. Kimmy just said she can't do meatloaf because of the gluten-free. It's definitely something to consider, because we don't really have any plans. We're just kind of winging it today.
Well, when we try to patronize as much of that stuff as we can, the problem is, you know, when they do stuff like that, there usually is no menu choice. I mean, it is what it is. They got a post up on Facebook, and it's apparently every Friday. And today just happens to be meatloaf. I don't remember what next Friday is, but, you know, she's working in Onaway now instead of Charlevoix, so it's a totally different dynamic. Traffic's much improved because it's only half the distance, and east-west shot. No traffic signals, you know, no tourists, none of that jazz, but. Just thought I'd throw it out there. Hey, I was on the node. I was on your Akiak Hub node, the six digit, the other day, because there was nothing connected to the other nodes, and I could not believe how many stations showed up on that bubble chart. I mean, it was like hundreds.
The other hub. So there's a story behind that. I don't know what's going on. Something changed in the All-Star world. Who knows what they screwed around with. But for some reason, I'm having great difficulty connecting to the East Coast Reflector from the nodes at the house. So what I did is, you know, of course I got remote access setup. I just took and added that six-digit public node number up here, which I can connect to. From here, I have no problems connecting. So I connect to the hub up here and then to the East Coast Reflector. It was it's a workaround for me.
Okay, I get all that. I understand all of that. And I did, the East Coast Reflector was on there, and I recognized a bunch of the call signs that were connected to that, you know, a bunch of the two-land stuff, guys I've talked to, guys I'm sure you talk to more frequently than I. What I didn't understand, and the chart was so compressed that you had to use the left, right, up, down keys just to see it all. There's no way you could zoom out far enough or zoom back far enough to get the whole thing on one screen. So, to the left side of the screen, there's all these other hubs on there that I'd never seen before. Seven Lands, you know, Arizona stuff. I'm like, what's going on here? And I mean, there was, again, I'm not exaggerating, there were 100, maybe 200, you know, lots and lots and lots of stations connected there. It was weird. And, you know, I threw my car, was late. It was like probably 11:30, maybe midnight. And I threw my call out, and a seven-land guy came back to me, and a four. Oh yeah, a lot of Florida on there too. But I think those are connected to the East Coast hub. But man, and then nothing on, you know, nothing connected to 504, nothing connected to 505. I didn't look at all your other little, you know, local ones, but, man, talk about brain freeze.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of hubs at the, you know, that are part of the ECR because there's so many stations that connect that, you know, one hub can't handle all the, you know, the call processing and all the connections. So there are multiple dedicated ECR hubs, but there's also other systems that connect their hubs up. You know, they're, we'll say they're local or regional hubs, you know, in there. So, oh yeah, the bubble chart is just crazy when you look at it. I'd be surprised if there was much of anything that was connected direct to, to my hub. But, you know, when you look at the bubble chart, you see everything. Or, you know, if you go to the LS nodes, and it lists all, you know, it lists everything that's connected, not necessarily that's, you know, a physical direct-to-you connection, but everything that's, you know, networked to get together. But yeah, that's normal for the ECR. You know, it's not uncommon that, you know, there's, you know, 200 nodes, you know, connected at any given time.
Yeah, I must have never looked. It was the usual suspects, connected to yours. DKP was connected there. Probably is all the time, I guess. The traffic's been crazy. I mean, last night, there was, I don't know when you came up, but northbound 75 was nuts last night. It's nuts all day today. I saw posts of slowdowns and stoppages everywhere from pretty much from Ann Arbor up past, Saginaw Bay City. You missed some, I don't know when you came up again, but you probably missed some hellacious storms. My kid went out, power went out in Wixom Wednesday night, still not back. They're saying tonight. I'll believe it when I see it. So they took the baby and they went over to Mom's in Novi, and at 9 o'clock this morning, that power went out. So, and they may end up here yet.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah, there's been some crazy wicked weather. Well, we've been up for a while. We came up Monday the 24th. It was one of those, left my island about 3 a.m. Made it here in time to get the missus settled in and, unloaded and whatnot and relax for a few minutes and then head off to Traverse City. I had project review business meetings and in person stuff in Traverse City for the team. So, the missus stayed here with the dogs and we got the yellow Jeep is here too, so she wasn't without a vehicle. So, we've been up north since then. I was in Traverse City through Wednesday afternoon, and then back here. And we're planning on heading south, midweek next week.
Yeah, after the traffic, I get that. All right, I'm pulling in the car wash, so it's going to be impossible to hear you, but if you're still here, I'll give you a yell in a minute. There's no line, so it's just running through the automated stuff here. W8RPM.
Okay, Ron. Hey, have fun in the car wash. Yeah, we'll be around. Mrs. has got the campfire fired up here, and we're probably not going to venture out for chow this evening, though. W8RPM, WTPT. Be listening.
This is KFA-GTK. Where are you camping?
Sorry, didn't quite catch the question there. The question, my WTPT.
Sorry, the repeater was identifying there. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo. Where are you camping at?
We're at our we have a seasonal residence up in Akiak here, so it's not really camping, but you know, we do have a I don't really you'd call it a fire pit, but a campfire area that that we use.
Yeah, I think I spoke to you this morning. I'm the Baskin station.
Yep, yeah, we did indeed speak this morning. Yeah, we have a, we're calling it a three season. I mean, I suppose technically we could be up here in the winter if we wanted, but, you know, we're not really set up to spend that kind of time up here, you know, keep the, you know, the place, you know, thought out for winter time, so. And we open up in the spring and close up late fall.
Yeah, Roger that. We're just down here for our yearly camping trip. We just go with a bunch of families down to Petoskey Camp, Petoskey State Park for some camping.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice state park. We haven't camped there, but we have gone there and visited the beach. Yeah, that is a very nice park there.
I just switched over to my earbud mic. How's the audio level on this end?
Well, if you hadn't told me it made the change, I wouldn't have known the difference.
Yeah, it's one of the Baofeng ones, so probably the same cheapest microphone they can get.
Yeah, actually, it sounds fine. I give it 2 thumbs up.
That's really surprising, because these little has little earbud mics, you can literally just pop the cover off of that, and then it's looks like it was soldered with as little solder as possible, so you can cheapen out on that. So these are just not the highest quality things ever. It's also completely plastic.
Yes, that is true. They are they're pretty cheesily made, but you know they work. And yeah, the transmit audio on them really is not that bad. I use those from time to time. Occasionally, if I'm really trying to pay attention to the radio, but you know, we're watching a movie or something, I'll pop that in and you know, use that too to listen on without disturbing anybody else. And for the most part, it's not much of an issue, but yeah, we do use them from time to time.
And just using it here because I'm out in the car waiting with my sister to say hi.
Hi.
So, yeah, I just don't want to disturb her because she, well, I'll just say she's not exactly a fan of amateur radio.
I'm back.
Understood. Well, pass our hello back to her as well. Yeah, not everybody's a fan. My wife actually understands. She's been around me long enough. She actually got her ham license a few years ago. She doesn't get on very often, but she does have her license.
I hear a breaking station. Breaking station, go ahead.
Yeah, just be checking back in with a clean car instead of a dirty car.
Ah, okay, Ron. Yeah, I was thinking of hauling, dragging the hose over here and washing the car, but thought has not translated into action. Don't really have the the motivation for it at the moment.
I understand. I do. I understand who the other station is. But hello, my name is Ron Robert Oscar November. My call, Whiskey 8, Romeo, Papa Mike, and I'm on the 1-9. I think Dan Dan's on the 7-4, you're probably on the 1-9. Anyway, just heading back home about 20 miles north and east, and two more appointments today, and I'm done.
Yeah, my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo. I'm currently in Petoskey visiting from East Lansing, Michigan, and staying at the state campground.
At the Petoskey State Park, or at Petoskey State Park?
Could you repeat that again? My receipt kind of clipped out there.
You said state campground. That could be a number of places.
Yeah, it's the Petoskey State Park campground, so just on the water.
Okay, very good. That's nice there. The spaces are a little bit tight if you got a bigger rig. Not as tight as Hoft, but you know, I'm actually sitting at the light at the moment at 119 and 1031. Just came out the car wash on the corner.
Yeah, I don't know too much about the like street names around here. I haven't ever really drove down here. I'm just in a Walgreens parking lot right now.
Are you on the 519?
I don't know. I can check my map, though.
If you are, that's a good thing. If you're on the 7-4, you might want to move over to the 519, because the 7-4 is a lot further away from you.
Yes, I'm on the 145-190.
Okay, I didn't hear that, but okay. Daniel, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, he said he's on the 519. Yeah, no, actually, I'm not going into 7-4. I'm on my 444.6 repeater. Same frequency of levering, different tone. But where I'm at is a hole for levering, so... The two don't really interfere with each other.
Oh, that's convenient. All right. And your fiber's been super reliable up there? No issues?
Oh, yeah. Knock on wood, it has been super reliable.
I was talking to John this morning, and they got their little compound up there on their street. His son's down the street, his sister's down the street, and they have WOW. And his kids got fiber, and he's got conventional cable. And the conventional cable is a pain. It's intermittent. It gets doggedly low, although he was at 5-something when I talked to him a little while ago. But his cable will go up and down a half a dozen times, and John's fiber doesn't change. But, you know, the pops are totally different.
Yeah, it really has been super reliable here. In fact, a couple of years ago with the big ice storm and all the damage there, as soon as we had power back, everything was back up and running up here. You know, the fiber stayed, I guess, not destroyed by the ice. but it's been really, really reliable. Can't wait till we can get fiber in Milan. There's, I think it's Omni Fiber is coming through and building out fiber in Milan. You know, we have the AT&T UVerse stuff at our house. We had such bad luck with Comcast that you couldn't pay us to go back to them. You know, the UVerse, while the bandwidth doesn't approach what Comcast is, it's been super reliable. And really, people kind of overestimate the amount of bandwidth they need anyway.
Oh, yeah. Even with all the stuff you have running there, you know, a couple hundred meg would probably be sufficient. You know, 500, 800, that's excess. I mean, it's nice having some head-end capacity, but it's definitely excess. There's just no getting around it. The KF8 station, I didn't get your name. Don't mean to leave you out. Go ahead.
Kilo Fox 8, Golf Tango Kilo. I'm now mobile, so I'm going to be sending 70 to you guys. I am also on gigabit fiber at my home.
You know, the fiber that we signed up for here in on the Pi G, we're only on 100 meg. I mean, we could easily get gigabit, but we have not had any bandwidth issues. You know, really, all it's supporting is a couple of all-star nodes, and you know, whatever we wind up streaming on the TV. There's not heavy demand needs. You know, Uverse at home, it's 15 down, 1 up. And Ron, you know all the nodes that I run there, as well as, you know, we stream stuff on the TV and, you know, the video conferencing and stuff from work. And I occasionally run into bandwidth issues, but not much. So so what does that tell you about how people overestimate how much they actually need?
Well, and also super efficient. You know, it's super efficient. You know, I've run it on hotspots that were, you know, 5 meg, and they worked. It works just fine. You know, we recently bought a new hotspot. It's supposed to be a 5G hotspot on AT&T. We put it on our plan, you know, specifically for camping and, you know, outages and stuff. And man, that thing is just garbage. I keep bitching that I want her to take it back. I want her to take it back, get all your money back, get all our service money back, because it's useless. It just, I can't ever get, and my phone, you know, we're both on AT&T phones. We'll have 3-4 bars on the phone. We'll have 1 bar on data. And the throughput is just horrendous. It's just unmanageable. And I mean, you know, it's a $60 hotspot, but still, you know, that's not the point. If it doesn't work, I don't want to pay for it.
Oh yeah, I mean it should be doing what you bought it for. So I bought one of those hotspots that they were advertising on Facebook. And they advertise a lot of places too. The Globelinker, where you buy it and you know, basically got service for life with 2 gigs a month. You know, you can up it and actually pay for a higher service package. But tell you what, that thing has been great. Cost me $160. I have never once gone over the 2 gig. It builds up the you know, if you don't use it, you know, whatever data you don't use, you know, it accumulates. So that thing has worked fantastic. I mean, I primarily use it for my All-Star stuff when I'm out and about, but. Yeah, I'm pretty satisfied with that.
Well, Mr. KF8, your signal got a lot better once you went mobile. I don't know if the different rig or just changing location, but you got a nice full climbing signal now. Yeah, this thing is pointless. I've seen those advertised, and it's not like they... It doesn't run out of data, it just throttles back to like 2G speeds, right?
Well, if you run out of data, it will, I guess it'll shut you off if you don't have any, you know, in reserve. You can have it set up where you have a credit card affiliated with the account so that if you go over, then it'll start, you know it'll, you know, pay for whatever is the most appropriate package. I don't have it set up that way. I figure, you know what? If I run out of data, The worst thing that gets interrupted is All-Star. So, but it hasn't been an issue because I have not once used the full 2 gig. All right, well, I'm going to go back to the listening mode here. The missus has got me helping her out. We're doing some cleanup and dragging broken branches that have been laying around for a while out of the edge of the woods and things like that. So, I'll let you two carry on. W2PT?
I will do. I still wouldn't mind getting those couple NMOs from you. I still was thinking about putting, I got two mounts on the camper already, an NMO and an LM. And I have two more of the same, those tubular mounts. They're like for trucker mirrors, but I'm using them on the ladder. And I have two more of those waiting to put in. And I was going to do another one like that, you know, an NMO and an LM. And I have the LM. So anyway, we'll maybe cross paths before you go. Talk to you soon. W2PT out. KF8, and is it GXN? GX something or other. I'll give it back to you for one more, and then I'm going to be where I need to be. W8RPM.
KFHGTK monitoring. KFHGTK monitoring. KFHGTK.
Node 5 6 7 7 5 1. Node 5 8 3 4 1 0. Transceive.
Kilo Fox Golf Tango Kilo monitoring. We got you 5x9, loud and clear.
Thank you, W8KSE.
W8KSE, KF8, GCK, on the 7-4 repeater.
On the 4670 in bio.
I don't know exactly where that computer is, but I'm currently in Petoskey, Michigan, and I'm definitely over 20 miles from the
computer. These are linked repeaters, W8KSE73, starting off.
73, KF8. KF8GTK. Testing, testing. KF8, GTK, monitoring.
Hey, didn't catch your call sign. This is Kilo Juliet 5, Romeo November X-ray, KJ5, RNX.
KJ5RNX, Kilo Fox 8, Golf Tango Kilo, KF8GTK.
KF8GTK, how's it going today? I'm calling from, like, northwest of Toronto.
Roger that. I'm in Petoskey, Michigan on the 1-9 repeater currently.
KJ5 RNX Kilo Juliet 5 Romeo November X-ray. I can't remember who I was talking to, but seemed like we lost connection. Over.
Seems like we're reconnecting now. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Tango Kilo, KF8GTK.
Copy. 1 second, over. KF8GTK, this is KJ5RNX. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good here. There was some pretty crazy 2-meter ducting across Lake Michigan this morning. I got over 50 miles into a repeater with like S7 level receive on there. Didn't hear anyone since it's a very remote repeater, so probably very dead, but I got into it.
Congratulations, that's good to hear. Yeah, this is my first time on this repeater node. I'm actually just using my phone. I just got my technician license earlier in the week, so haven't even got a handheld yet. Over.
Yeah, huge congratulations to you on that. I remember when I got my license, I'm a few months old here. Just up into general, like 2 weeks ago, got my tech, 4, maybe 5 months ago. Best handheld you can get is probably the UV5R Mini from Baofeng. They have Bluetooth programming, and they're extremely portable and come with an actually decent antenna. So that's probably one of the cheapest and best handhelds you can buy for getting started.
And just to repeat that, you said UV5R Mini by Baofeng. Over.
I'll do that. UV5R, Uniform Victor 5 Romeo.
Awesome. I'll have to check them out. I haven't heard of that. I've heard of Baofeng before, but hadn't had a chance to look really through much of their product. A couple of friends recommended I get some of those for like family radios and GMRS. Don't have that license yet, but we plan to, and then get, you know, a little bit nicer one for myself. So I'll definitely put that one on the list and check it out. So I'm actually calling you from like Northwest Toronto, Ontario area. Which area are you from?
I'm from 8-Land, which is the Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan area. I'm from East Lansing, Michigan, which is east of Lansing in Michigan.
Awesome. Well, pleased to connect with you. I do have to step away for a few seconds, but I'll come back and monitor this channel here in about 5 minutes. Over.
Your call out here. I'll either be scanning or monitoring, so I might not come immediately back to you, but I'll be on the channel. Kilo Fox 8, Golf Tango Kilo, 7-3-2-5, something Romeo X-ray.
Close enough. KJ5, RNX, Kilo Juliet 5, Romeo November X-ray, 7-3.
Monitoring station, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Tango Kilo, KF8, GTK.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I was just seeing if I was getting in there. About 75 miles from the repeater.
Yeah, I can definitely tell you're far. You got quite a bit of static on that there, but you're still copyable. Did you say 25 or 75? It cut out right there.
75 miles. Quite a trip.
That's insane. Are you using like tropo ducting for that right now? Across like a lake or something? I don't know which repeater you're going into. I'm on the 19.
Yeah, I'm
due north. Due north of the repeater, way up away from us. So I was just surprised I could hear it. Some days I can, some days I can't. So I'm going to be going uphill. It might get better, might get worse. Probably going to be going back downhill. So. Hey, thanks for shouting out. This is KDYS Mobile.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, tuners in this area has been very good today. Earlier this morning, I got 50 miles across Lake Michigan into a repeater in the Upper Peninsula. Now I get 75 miles into one of these repeaters. So, Kilo Fox 8, Golf King of Kilo, I'll be monitoring 73.
Kilo Juliet 5, Romeo November X-ray, monitoring.
KJ 5, RNX, KFA, GTK.
Received. How you doing there, sir?
Good here. I just logged contact in your QRZ page, so you can get any more contacts on that.
Awesome, sounds great. Yeah, I've only been keeping a few on, the World Radio League. My friend had me signed up on there, so I got my page set up just so people could go look me up and see who I am. He said that was important. And so awesome, yeah, I got your call sign logged. I'll go look you up when I get back home. Had to walk to, we're actually staying at a campground up here in the Ontario area, and had to walk down to the park manager real quick just to pay him some money. And I'm walking back now. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm also out camping at the Patoskin State Park right now. Sadly, I don't have any actual HF gear, so I would have done quite a bit of POTA. So I cannot really do much POTA because I only have my handhelds with me.
Ah, dang. I'm sorry to hear that. But now you know for next time. How far is where you're at now from home? Over.
Give or take 3 hours. I'm from East Lansing, Michigan, which is mostly south and a little bit east of where I am right now.
Yeah, so we're originally from Oklahoma, and we're just up here for a few months. And we drove through, trying to think if we drove through Lansing or not. But we went, we came from Fort Wayne, Indiana, up straight north, and then over east and crossed over around Sarnia, Ontario. I can't remember what that Michigan town is right there on the border on the U.S. side, but... yeah, pretty area. We want to get a chance to explore, you know, Michigan a little bit more. We've never been up there. We just blew through it really quick in a day, and so pretty area. Would you repeat what state park you're at or what park you're at?
I'm currently at Petoskey State Park in Petoskey, Michigan. It's right on a little bay and pretty good for tropical ducking and quite a few good quality repeaters here.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Well, I'm getting back to the house, so I'll wish you a good day again. I'll hop off this repeater and have a safe and fun holiday weekend. Kilo Juliet 5, Romeo November X-ray 73.
Yeah, 73. And one last thing. How are you getting your computer? I know you said it's on a phone, but which app is this? Is this EchoLink or repeater phone?
Oh yeah, it's it's
clipped out right there after you said it. Oh, guess I'll never know. KF8, GTK, I'll be monitoring.
Sorry about that. KF8 GTK, this is KJ5RNX. You hear me a little bit better now?
Yeah, 590.
Yeah, I got you 5-9 as well. Administration.
Yeah, can I get that app name of whatever you're on right now?
Sorry, I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. shouldn't have any more interruptions this go around. But you hear me good? Roger, over.
Yeah, no worries on that. Yeah, I can hear you. Can I get the name of the app you're on?
Yeah, so I'm using repeater phone on an iPhone.
Add to that. Actually been looking into getting that one. 7-3, Kilo Fox 8, Golf Tango Kilo, monitoring.
Yep, 7-3 to you as well. KJ5RNX clear.
KF8, GTK, monitoring. KF8GTK monitoring. KF8GTK testing. KF8GTK monitoring.
XX testing. I'm getting the repeater back, but very, very noisy, so, okay, a little bit out of my range. KX8XX, 8 miles southeast, Cadillac test complete.
Well, you're sound and clear in the repeater, KX8FKW.
DX and a K. You got a brain cramp. KCACLM. Go ahead, Gary. Sorry, wrong frequency.
KF8GTK monitoring.
KF8GTK monitoring.